Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. There is absolutely nothing more precious in this life than to be in the presence of our Lord. When we abide deeply in Christ, He gives us the strength and ability to endure anything that comes our way. He gives us the power to stay steadfast in our faith as we grow and branch out to produce kingdom fruit, showering the world around us with His love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. May we be a people who submit ourselves 100% to God in 2021. May our highest priority be to move our hearts closer and closer to our Lord every day. Our scripture for today is from James 4, verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. So let us be determined this week to start 2021 on our knees, to allow God's will to run its course in our lives, to obediently follow where Jesus leads us, to remain steadfast in God's word as the only truth in our lives, and to get serious, stop playing games, stop blaming others, stop worrying, and instead, focus on spending time, especially now, crying out to our Lord and Savior to go before us as we go into this new year, and to use us for His kingdom purposes for the glory of His name. Let's be on the lookout for any opportunity to pray for one another and to share God's love through any means possible. Now, let us stand united as we enter 2021 in prayer.
Lord Jesus, we pray for the salvation of the lost in this world. Lord, whether people are gathered in churches or scattered in their homes, draw them to the truth of your word, that they can only have purpose in this life and the promise of heaven through Jesus Christ alone. And Lord, should you place those people in our path, may we have the wisdom to recognize them and the boldness to share the gospel.
Father God, we just pray, Lord, for those who are believing for finances, Father God, or whatever position they may be. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would just come and, yeah, you are the Jehovah Jireh, the provider, Lord God. And we just pray, Lord Jesus, that you would provide, for every single person who's listening to this, Lord.
Help us, Lord, to keep an eternal perspective in all that we may experience and all that we may go through in life.
Heavenly Father, I pray to you today in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that you may comfort all your children who have suffered this year with the loss of a beloved one. May your peace that surpasses all understanding fill them completely.
Almachtige Hemelse Vader, Here, vandag wil ek bid vir almal wat siek is en wat pyn beleef, elke dag pyn beleef. Here, ek wil vra dat U asseblief vir ons onderskeidingsvermoë sal gee van wat moet ons bid vir siek is, wat moet ons bid vir onsself, Here, en ook onderskeiding oor medikasie, wat moet ons gebruik, wanneer moet ons gebruik, wanneer moet ons stop. Here, ons het U wysheid nodig daarvoor. Ons het U innerlijke krag nodig om het te dra.
Ensina-me, Senhor, a entregar os meus caminhos nas Tuas fortes mãos e simplesmente nelas descansar. Ensina-me que o Teu amor, Senhor, nunca falhará. Insistirá em me fazer feliz. E se eu cair, não resistir, e até desanimado me prostrar, sentirei Teu braço forte, ouvirei Tua voz de amor. Teu Espírito me faz ressuscitar. Eu te agradeço por tudo que tens feito, por tudo que vais fazer. Te agradeço por tuas promessas. Eu quero te agradecer com todo o meu ser. Te agradeço por me libertares e por me salvar, por ter morrido em meu lugar. Te agradeço. Te agradeço por teres salvado meu marido do câncer duas vezes e por estar me dando visão ainda. por estares comigo e me dares a promessa de que nada pode me separar do teu amor, por me dares a tua palavra, Senhor, e tudo que nela tem. Eu te agradeço.
Jesus, we come before you and pray for everyone that may have struggled with emotional pain or fear during 2020. We know that your perfect love can cast out all fear, and we ask you to please heal our emotions and help us to respond to you based on the truth of the Word of God and not be deceived by the lies of the enemy. We pray that you bring joy and deep trust for you in our hearts.
Thank you, Jesus, that we can call on your name and call on your word as we lift up those that are filled with depression and anxiety, Lord, especially in this season and as a result of this year. And I pray Isaiah 61 over your daughters and sons. Lord, will you give them oil of gladness instead of mourning? Will you give them a garment of praise instead of a faint spirit? Thank you, Jesus, that we can trust you for the lifting of depression and anxiety and a covering of gladness and praise in this season.
Lord, we want to draw closer and closer to you every day. Find us on our knees as we submit 2021 to you. Lord, we worship and honor you. Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.